Live from GC Now. We're here where Nir just was on stage announcing Bridgewater's partnership with Global Citizen in support of the World Bank's efforts for the replenishment of IDA 21.
We basically helped policymakers before, but it's always been the developed world.
It's a topic that I feel very passionately about. I grew up in China. I personally experienced my city transforming from a fishing village into one of the most advanced economies in China. And it was a life changer for a lot of people on the ground, including myself.
Having a sense of where the world is likely headed also helps us see how different policy decisions could send the world down very, very different paths. That's why I'm here today. The dramatic long-term changes in Africa will be some of the most consequential factors in shaping what the world looks like over the next 50 years. The changes that will happen are inevitable. How those will impact the world is a complete choice. The decisions that policymakers make in the coming months will determine the outcome of that choice.
This is a two-day summit that we're going to be hosting on October 9th and 10th in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, bringing together heads of state, finance ministers, leaders in civil society, all with one goal, calling on the G20 to increase their investment to support the World Bank's IDA fund by an additional 25%, which would account for more than $6 billion in new financing to help alleviate poverty across the continent.
One of the more important changes that is happening in the world today is happening here in Africa. And it's going to be very consequential to what the world is going to look like over the next 50 years in our lifetime.
Talk to me about why now and why a hedge fund like Bridgewater is doing this partnership. Now, part of what you're providing is research and information, which is a really important piece, especially right now at a time when information and good information is sometimes difficult to come by.
We live in maybe the most prosperous time, not maybe, the most prosperous time of humanity. And at the same time, there's this extreme polarization. We talked about that earlier. There is extreme inequality. And there's a generational shift, or a generation growing into that, exposed to a wild amount of information where they can't sort signal from noise. So when you think about the partnership between Global Citizens and Bridgewater, Global Citizen really cracked something about how to take and harness the power of a generation and apply it to have impact on things that matter to them. And then when you couple that with Bridgewater, which is an organization that is solely focused on understanding what's actually true, how do things actually work, what is the signal in the noise, then you get the pair of here's the understanding and here's the advocacy that could take that understanding and change the world.
Some of the research that you all have put out already that is pertinent to all of this, and it's really interesting, but it also makes very clear how things in Africa can go in different directions. As you all, as your team was doing this research, what sort of stood out to you?
So today, an eighth of the world's working age population lives in sub-Saharan Africa. And that number is growing because of a population boom by 30% each decade. And that's happening when, in most of the rest of the world, there's a population decline. So play that out. That means that in the future, three quarters of the growth in working age population is going to come from the continent. And it means that in my lifetime, a third of the world's working age population is going to be in Africa. Let's just process that for a second and imagine what that world looks like. And now imagine two possibilities. One possibility is, okay, a third of the world's working age population is in Africa. And in line with that, there was what we call a productivity boom, meaning it's not just more working hands. It's more skilled labor, more educated, that can produce more. That can lead to massive growth boom, really amazing for the continent, amazing for the world. We've seen this in other places. Think about the miracle of productivity in China or India. Amazing. Now think about the other scenario of a third of the world's working age populations in Africa and nothing happens. That's the course we're on right now, meaning no productivity boom. So now you have this massive population that has basically been left behind. Global inequality is a lot more dramatic than it is now. Think about the frustration of a generation and what that looks like and how that could completely destabilize the world. So that's a choice. Just to make that, again, tangible, when I'm saying productivity, because it's kind of a conceptual concept. In sub-Saharan Africa, half of the population don't have access to electricity. Half. In some countries, it's 75% of the population don't have access to electricity. 75%. This is the rest of the world, it's 90% that have access to electricity. When we say electricity, a lot of us kind of think internet, access to information. We're talking light bulbs. We're talking light bulbs. So imagine a third of the working age population living in those terms. What does that look like? Every other conversation out of Global Citizen Now in New York today is talking about machine learning and AI and ML and how a shrinking population on this side of the world is probably facing a once-in-a-generation productivity boom. In Nairobi, where I just came back from the African Heads of State Summit, nobody mentioned AI, ML. They didn't mention computers. They mentioned electricity and railroads. So it's going to matter. That thing is going to matter a lot, and being educated, making good decisions is going to determine what the world looks like in the next 50 years. It's getting a group of great people, coalescing them around shared values, and then putting impossible goals. I think that way about Bridgewater. It's the most incredible group of people. A lot of them are here, by the way. And this mission of trying to understand how the world works sounds unimaginable. I think about that way about all the global citizens that are here, trying to fight extreme poverty, climate change, can't be more ambitious. I think that way about the problems in Africa. And I know that people look at statements like that and they roll their eyes. They're like, this is idealistic, it's utopian. But think about what I just described and think about what's the alternative. A third of the world's working age population is going to be in Africa. 50% of them don't have electricity. You can sit on the couch, Theodore Roosevelt talk about the kind of the person in the arena. Leadership is getting as many people to be the person in the arena and to do incredible things. And I urge you to take action.